This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer checking in with you on this Tuesday edition of the podcast, September 10th, 2024, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We will dig into men's and women's golf at some point. They're going on right now. Both teams are in action. This week, we will definitely catch up with them at some point. So we'll get to that. Tennis also was in action or about to be in action. So we'll touch on those very soon this week, as soon as possible on this podcast. But this is the postcast, women's volleyball. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Appreciate it for you guys stopping by. And while I'm at it, this is going to be later on. I'm going to record something. A special segment for football called Tear Down Tuesday. Yes, talking about the football season and or talking about the game or the past game, kind of a little bit of solo on this channel. It'll be on the same feed, not on the Podbean app. That's where me and Alex Aiden will talk more analysis postcast, which due to schedules, probably with his schedule, probably gonna have to wait till next week. So, but you're still gonna get enough of me. So I'll dig into that, and I'm going to save my topic on that for that discussion there. But for this edition here, this is still a postcast. Women's volleyball, catching you guys up on that. Of course, they lost to USC in four sets, and they ended up getting swept in the second game against, of course, the hometown, the host of this tournament called the Creighton Classic, the Creighton Blue Jays, who was ranked 11th in the country as far as the AVCA poll goes, taking care of K-State in three straight sets last Sunday there. Probably the bright spot in all that, K-State only won one set. That was not the bright spot, but the bright spot is the resurgence, or say the stellar play you're getting from, not just from Aaliyah Carter and Izzy Swiatkowski, who continue to be consistent, but Ella Larkin's name's been popping up here on these postcasts. Ella Larkin did receive all tournament recognition for her performance in the two games, despite losing both these games. Creighton stays undefeated there, in K-State dropping to 1-4 on the year. Aaliyah Carter in this match, ninth straight match with 10 or more kills in a game against a nationally ranked opponent, and USC was a ranked opponent as well, so she's getting that done there as well. Shaylee Myers continues to do work off that bench, adding 8, and then 4 more players finished with 3 on that. Liz Grigorowski, 11 digs in this game. Larkin, 10 more. Swiatkowski, 23 assists. She was credited with 23 assists in this one. Coach Mansfield, after the match here, after their two-game match there, did not come up empty-handed against these ranked opponents. And Coach Mansfield says, quote, today was a tough match. We played a really good experienced team at home. I thought we prepared well, and we were ready to battle after the short turnaround from last night, but they were just a little too good, both offensively and defensively, for us to get any momentum. Creighton is going to be really good this year and very tough to beat, especially at home. They definitely played today like they're a top 10 team, end quote. And then Coach Mansfield, staying with the topic here, from her being nominated to the all-tournament team, quote, okay, Coach Jason Mansfield, I'm really proud of how much Ella is improving, how she stepped into a new team, onto a new team in a new role, and really embraced both situations well. Her instincts on defense are special, and her passing and serving are both getting a lot better. She helps us be a better team in so many ways, and I'm looking forward to continuing to coach her and watch her grow throughout the season. And Ella Larkin, again, for those of you new to the podcast, one of those transfers coming onto the Mansfield's team for the upcoming year. Meg Brown, Jordan Williams, whereas a couple of more others their ass well. So not too shabby. Not too shabby so far already. You like to see, and this is still early in the year, so obviously there's still a lot of volleyball left here to go in 2024. K-State still leads, funny enough, K-State still leads a series 8-6 over Creighton. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III here on this Tuesday of the Pearl Project Podcast. K-State, though, this year, ranked opponents, they are 0-3. So keep that in mind as we move along there. Creighton, straight sets here. Let's see. Go back to the scoreboard here on my laptop. 25-17, 25-13, 25-19. So from what I'm looking at here, pretty dominant performance there by Creighton. And now, Wildcats now will look ahead towards the Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas Volleyball Classic. Another one that we got going on here. And it is coming this upcoming later on this week, beginning Thursday. Yeah, Thursday against Lipscomb. That's September 12th. And then this weekend coming up, you got North Carolina. That is North Carolina 12th, Thursday, Friday. That's a Sunday match, I believe. So I'll go back and double check that there as well. That is September 15th for the K-State women's volleyball team. So there you go on that. So K-State does not pick up a win in the Creighton Classic. They lose to both ranked opponents. This time they lost to the home team in Creighton, 11th ranked Creighton 3, K-State nothing. K-State now 1-4 entering the week. Two more matches for K-State women's volleyball coming up here this week. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get our podcasts are found or free and available daily. Whenever I have a chance to record K-State content again, I'm going to record a special segment today. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning here in Kansas City. Later on today, I'll get tear down Tuesday, talk more, and take take a part of what I took more from that game in New Orleans. K-State football, they're escaping, winning that game against Tulane, and setting up what a huge showdown under lights Friday night against Arizona. I'll do a Tuesday teardown Tuesday. There we go. A tongue twister getting turned around. Teardown Tuesday episode there. This is just focusing throughout the rest of the year of the football team. No, not women's volleyball, not women's soccer. This is just solely for the football team there, as well as we dig in more to the 2024 season for K-State football, which is ranked, I believe, now 15th, if I'm not mistaken there as well. I'll double check that during the day. But that's going to wrap things up on this Women's Volleyball Postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Women's volleyball falling to 11th ranked Creighton, 3-0. Next match, Lipscomb, coming out this Thursday. Alex Sain out there in San Diego, California. Don't forget about our bonus channel, bonus content, over on the Podbean app, GRIER, the number 3, EDDID, apostrophe S podcast. That's GRIER, the number 3, EDDID, apostrophe S podcast. And that's where you're going to find bonus coverage of the Pearl Project Podcast on my channel right there. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast edition from the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all continuing on this week. Go Cats.